If I Could Only Reach You. Written by Emrysian and read by Fens and Marshes. The thing about the young master and heir to Lotus Pier was, well, that he never smiled. Some part of this had to be due to the fact that he was only recently recognised as young master and heir a handful of years ago, far too slowly, in Nia Huaisang's Jinghe-based opinion. Some of the older, more traditional clans still whispered about the official announcement behind closed doors, catty and petty and slyly wondering if it was because Madame Yu certainly wasn't having any more children by her husband anytime soon. This thought process was idiotic, Nia Huaisang mused as his gaze wandered once more to the sharp lines of Jiang Wanyin's cheekbones and jaw. He'd never be more grateful for growing up in Tsinghua, where you were who you were, and everyone acknowledged that. Nia Mingjue, in fact, had been known to throw one of his infamously fierce glares at anyone who brought the subject up mid-conference, ever a staunch supporter of their rights to shut the fuck up. Nia Huaisang loved his brother very much, but that was beside the current point. The current point was sitting several seats away from him, front row. He was focused on the notes he was taking, his brow furrowed in concentration, taking even the most boring class as seriously as if it was a matter of life or death. And sure, maybe the delay in being officially recognised as heir meant that he had some catching up to do to be on par with his peers, Jin Zizhun, to name one. But Jiang Wanyin didn't realise a couple of things. The first, he was, already, an ideal heir. Natural intelligence combined with a hard-working diligence and determination. He was gruff and awkward, sure, but so was Dagu, and everyone respected him. He was talented with a sword, and already ranked among the finest young cultivators. And the second, classes weren't everything. Cultivation wasn't everything. What was the point of living if there wasn't art, or music, or laughter? Why should someone go through all of the effort to excel in their studies and profession if they didn't read in the evenings, or stop to eat delicious food, or fall in love? Yes, Nia Huaisang decided, as Jiang Wanyin shot a glare over at Wei Wuxian, who was leaning heavily on Lam Wangji's desk and cackling madly at some prank or another. Yes, Jiang Wanyin would laugh while at the cloud recesses. He would have fun. And Nia Huaisang would be the cause of it. No, he didn't have a crush. Why would you think that? Nia Huaisang, never one for putting in more effort than a task required, decided to start off simply. After all, what if Jiang Wanyin secretly had an easy sense of humour? If that was the case, then Nia Huaisang could make him laugh all the time. He'd get to see those angular features soften, those eyes brighten, those lips part. Okay, maybe Dagu was right and he needed to focus better. With that in mind, Nia Huaisang clutched his scroll of choice close to his chest as he crossed the training grounds, shivering slightly in the frosty mountain air. Anyone who woke up this early for practice was at least a little bit insane, but the Lans were incessant with their determination to wake up at 5 a.m, and Jiang Wanyin would sooner die than let himself fall behind. Avoiding the gaze of the instructors, at least, was made less difficult at this time of day, as nobody expected him to be up and therefore wouldn't be looking for him. Nia Huaisang's shoes crunched softly on the dew-covered grass as he rounded the corner, slowing to a brief stop to observe, admire, the boy in question. Jiang Wanyin's sleeves were rolled up and tied back to avoid getting in his way, the muscles in his arms rippling smoothly as he completed each of his forms. His hair was tied back in its usual tight bun, his expression drawn downwards in concentration as he gave it his unwavering, striking focus. He cut quite the figure, young though he was, coiling and striking out like a deadly viper. Jiang Xiong, Niu Huaisang called out the second that draws finish, waving his free hand as the other boy turned to him. Good morning. Jiang Wanyin huffed, that familiar frown tugging at his lips as he sheathed his sword and made his way over to him. What are you doing up this early if you aren't going to practice? He grouched. Jiang Xiong, Niu Huaisang whined, pouting as pitifully as he could manage. You can't possibly expect me to wield my saber when I've been up all night. I'm so tired. Why were you up all night? Jiang Wanyin asked, casting a doubtful look at him as he brushed his bangs off his face, a slightly sweaty sheen to his tanned skin. Niu Huaisang felt his ears start to burn as he tracked a bead of sweat that dripped its way down Jiang Wanyin's neck. I was writing, he managed out, his voice cracking slightly. You know how inspiration is. You have to get everything out while it lasts. Sure, Jiang Wanyin agreed, though the way he raised his brow spoke of his bemusement. Fuck. Maybe literature wasn't the right approach. Well, it was worth a try, anyway. You know Wei Wuxian won't be up for hours yet, right? Jiang Wanyin added, something more bitter flickering across his features. So if you're looking for him, you may as well go get some sleep yourself. What? Niu Huaisang said, blinking, caught off guard. No, I was looking for you. Oh. Jiang Wanyin's scowl lessened, more confusion than anything. Why? Niu Huaisang hurt with how much he liked him. He'd built his confidence single-handedly if he had to, no matter what it took. Was it so improbable that Niu Huaisang wanted to talk to him just because he liked him? Because, Niu Huaisang declared with renewed insistence, brandishing his scroll. I was excited about this and wanted to share it with you. Ridiculous, Jiang Wanyin scoffed, but there was something a little warmer in the storm of his eyes the second before he looked away, a faint hint of red dusting his cheeks. Well, do you want to see it or not? Niu Huaisang asked, placing his hands on his hips and cocking his head to the side in a clear challenge. If there was one thing he knew about the young master of Lotus Pier, it was that he had the worst competitive streak. Niu Huaisang was not above using what he knew to his advantage. Okay, whatever, fine, Jiang Wanyin snapped, rolling his eyes when Niu Huaisang cheered and latched onto his arm, pulling him along to a bench that overlooked a small, trickling waterfall. It was secluded enough that they wouldn't be interrupted, and maybe Jiang Wanyin would feel more at ease without so many eyes on him. Now, do you want me to read it to you or do you want to read it together? Niu Huaisang asked, nearly bubbling over in his excitement. He nudged Jiang Wanyin down to sit before taking his place beside him. Does it really matter? Jiang Wanyin complained, but he was more bark than bite. Niu Huaisang was adept at picking up on whether someone was actually annoyed or not, and Jiang Wanyin was making no effort to pull away or rush him along. Jiang Xiong, Niu Huaisang sulked, upping the dramatic subtly, looking up at him from under his eyelashes. Do you really not care about my work? I was so happy to show it to you before anyone else, but if you don't want to... No, Jiang Wanyin said, a touch too quickly. I didn't say that, we'll read it together, then. Deal, Niu Huaisang agreed, brightening and scooching closer to him on the bench until their thighs brushed. Jiang Wan-yin stiffened slightly at the proximity, but he didn't draw away, tilting his head as Nia Huaisong unrolled the scroll. He reached to take the side closest to him, his calloused fingers brushing along Nia Huaisong's own, the touch causing sparks to jolt up Nia Huaisong's arm. Face heating again, Nia Huaisong quickly let him take that side of the scroll, turning his eyes down to the written words he had so carefully tended to the night before. It wasn't like he actually needed to read it. He had the entire thing memorized by now. But still, he pretended to go along, waiting for the moment Jiang Wan-yin reached. Nia Huaisong! Jiang Wan-yin shouted as he practically hurled the scroll off his lap and onto the ground. He was on his feet before Nia Huaisong could react, his glare as fierce as his blush. What is that? It's a satire, Nia Huaisong gasped out in between helpless giggles, peeking up at him and biting his lower lip. A parody, it's a new type of genre, where you take the normal stories like romance and exaggerate them to make fun of them. It's shameless, Jiang Wan-yin fumed. There's no way someone would confess in the middle of a battlefield like that by saying that he wants to sleep with him. That's the point, Jiang Xiong, Nia Huaisong protested, getting up and taking a step closer to him. It's supposed to be funny. It's unbelievable, Jiang Wan-yin argued. Nobody's like that. Wei Wuxian, maybe, Nia Huaisong said after a moment's consideration, a sly curve to his mouth. Jiang Wan-yin paused, a new expression flickering over his face. It was minuscule, nearly imperceptible, but there was the tiniest upturn of the corner of his mouth, a shadow of a smirk. He would be that idiotic, he agreed, calmer, amusement curling in his tone. Nia Huaisong's breath caught in his throat as the other boy's eyes flickered back to him, considering that little smirk lingering. It wasn't quite a smile, let alone a laugh, but Nia Huaisong was filled with the sudden, desperate urge to press his lips to the corner of that mouth. Okay, maybe he had a small crush. You know, Jiang Wan-yin drawled, we could do something with that. Nia Huaisong would do anything he suggested with that tone of voice. As it turned out, however, Jiang Wan-yin's plan of getting back at his martial brother by embarrassing him with Nia Huaisong's theatrical reading of his scroll was ineffective. Wei Wuxian delighted in the drama of it all and promptly demanded that Nia Huaisong write more for it. Still, Nia Huaisong wasn't complaining about spending the entire day at Jiang Wan-yin's side, and the resulting chaos gave him his second idea. It was no secret that Jiang Wan-yin had a bit of inferiority complex when it came to Wei Wuxian and his reputation, and Nia Huaisong knew what it was like to constantly be compared to an older brother, and what it was like to fall short every time. And what better way to ease some of that pressure than to bring Wei Wuxian down a notch or two? To make Jiang Wan-yin realize that he was, like everyone else, only human. Nia Huaisong waited, biding his time for the right moment. When that moment came, the three of them tucked up in Wei Wuxian's and Jiang Wan-yin's shared room, a bottle of Emperor's Smile going around. Nia Huaisong pretended to be a little tipsier than he actually was.
You know, Jiang Xiong, Wei Xiong, I was thinking.
Nia Huaisong slurred, propping his chin up with his laced-together fingers. That's always good, Wei Wuxian said with a grin, annoyingly alert and bright-eyed. Jiang Wanyin glanced over at Nia Huaisang, only a little bleary as he blinked at him. About what?
Well, you and I agree that the only person shameless enough to be the hero in my story is someone like Wei Xiong,
Nia Huaisang stage-whispered, leaning into his space. He teetered over, fighting back a victorious grin when Jiang Wanyin instinctively reached to steady him by wrapping an arm around him. Right, Jiang Wanyin agreed, nodding with all the importance that alcohol allowed teenagers.
A pity, really, because I'd rather describe someone like you.
Nia Huaisang sighed, resting his head lightly against Jiang Wanyin's shoulder.
You're more striking.
More distinct features.
Hey!
Wei Wuxian protested, indignant.
Jiang Wanyin froze, his breath stuttering on his next inhale.
What?
He choked out.
What are you on about?
But, unfortunately, you'd never be so brazen.
Nia Huaisang continued, tipping his head back to look up at him.
So that means I have to stick with Wei Wuxian's type of character. That's what's giving me the trouble.
What trouble?
Wei Wuxian whined, throwing himself down across the top of the table. Nia Xiong, I'm right here.
Well, what kind of person do you like?
Nia Huaisang asked, the question bursting out of him as if he couldn't help it, as if the liquor was loosening his tongue.
If possible, Jiang Wanyin stiffened further. Why are you asking him that?
He snapped.
For the love interest to be convincing, for the chemistry to make sense,
Nia Huaisang wailed, collapsing further onto Jiang Wanyin's solid form. The other boy shifted, clearly unused to so much physical contact, but he yet again didn't push him away. His hand curled loosely around Nia Huaisang's waist, the action causing Nia Huaisang's heart to pound aggressively in his chest. Like this, later in the evening, he felt softer, comforting, a steady, protective weight wrapped around him, keeping him grounded.
Focus, he scolded himself internally. He was on a mission.
Oh, well, I have less requirements than Jiang Cheng,
Wei Wuxian chimed mischievously.
So it should be easier for you.
You!
Jiang Wanyin jolted as if he was going to launch himself at his brother, but he appeared reluctant to dislodge Nia Huaisang from his place nestled against him. Nia Huaisang waved his hand dismissively, diffusing the impending argument with,
But the love interest has to be a narrative foil. It's all about the balance, the tension.
The romantic tension? Wei Wuxian asked, raising a brow and smirking. Or the sexual tension?
Disgusting,
Jiang Wanyin scoffed, narrowing his eyes.
As if Huaisang cares about your love life in any real regard.
Huaisang? He called him Huaisang. Nia Huaisang felt a smile threatening to break over his face, his heart soaring in joy. So distracted by this was he that he nearly missed the next part of their argument.
What, Jiang Cheng, are you jealous?
Wei Wuxian teased.
You'd be able to get more dates if you weren't so rude all the time.
You talk and talk and talk, but it's not like you go on dates either.
Jiang Wanyin, Jiang Cheng. Surely it was okay for him to be Jiang Cheng if Nia Huaisang was just Huaisang, shot back.
I have girls trying to go out with me constantly,
Wei Wuxian sniffed, haughty. He took another swig of his wine. It can't be a girl, though. Hwaesung interrupted, looking back over at his friend. That would be inconsistent with the first part, wouldn't it? Wei Wuxian hesitated visibly, his eyes widening a fraction.
Oh. Well, for the sake of the story, we have to think of men, then, he announced with renewed vigour, tapping his nose in thought.
Who do we think would be a good counterpart to Wei Xiong? Hwaesung mused, dragging his teeth over his lower lip.
Gods above help anyone who could put up with him for more than an hour, Jiang Xiong muttered.
Hwaesung said with purpose, drawing out the pause as both brothers looked over at him expectantly. There is one person who we know that can, besides us and your sister.
Who?
Jiang Cheng asked, his eyes flickering across Nia Huaisong's face, perhaps registering that he was playing a game.
Lan?
Nia Huaisong hummed, pleased.
Wang Ji?
Both of his companions fell silent as they processed his words. To Nia Huaisong's delight, he watched Wei Wuxian's cheeks flush lightly as he quickly pulled on a bright smile.
Lan Zhan,
he repeated, his voice a touch high-pitched.
You can't be serious. He's the least romantic person I know, and that's counting Jiang Cheng and the peacock.
Don't lump me in with him. Jiang Cheng groaned in disgust.
I don't know, Nia Huaisung hummed, inspecting his nails.
All those hours spent alone with you in the library? The way he follows you around, even outside of classes?
That's to make sure I don't get into trouble, Wei Wuxian protested, shaking his head.
Is that why he stopped by here at night?
Nia Huaisung asked innocently, batting his eyes. He felt Jiang Cheng choke on his next inhale, a slight shudder of something like a repressed chuckle escaping him.
Nia Huaisung bit his lip in excitement. So close!
That's... Nia Xiong, it sounds like you're implying something!
Wei Wuxian huffed, laughing nervously.
That was to catch us drinking, remember?
And how did he know that we were drinking,
Nia Huaisung pressed, going in for the kill. There was no reason to suspect until he saw us. So maybe...
he just wanted to visit you?
Wei Wuxian stared at him. While he was more sober than his brother, he clearly wasn't sober enough for this revelation.
And besides, opposites make for good storytelling.
Huaisung giggled, sing-song.
Think about all the build-up, the scenes I could write, leading to a very explosive and satisfying...
climax.
Jiang Cheng made a sound that was quite similar to a strangled cat, his shoulders shaking as he coughed into his fist. Wei Wuxian, on the other hand, whimpered, a tiny, pathetic noise as he collapsed onto the table, burying his face in his arms.
That's not... Lan Zhan doesn't... he wouldn't...
I guess you'd be the one to know, Nia Huaisung hummed, tilting his head to look up at Jiang Cheng.
Right, Jiang Cheng?
Somehow, Jiang Cheng coughed harder at the casual form of address, reaching to extract Nia Huaisung from himself. His touch was gentle but firm as he nudged his friend upright.
I think it's time that Wei Wuxian gets some sleep, he said, a touch gruff, not quite meeting his eyes.
Nia Huaisang pouted. Had he gone a step too far?
He had been so close. Where was the line drawn?
Too much? He asked in a small voice.
Jiang Cheng huffed, flicking the side of his head.
Though, noticeably, not hard enough to hurt.
Don't be dumb, he muttered. I'll see you tomorrow.
Disappointed, but with a good deal of hope, Nia Huaisang took the loss and trudged back to his room, grateful to be sober enough to make the trek quietly.
Well, fine. He had other ideas.
Come on, Jiang Cheng, Nia Huaisang urged, tugging Jiang Cheng along by their linked arms.
We have to hurry.
What's the rush?
Jiang Cheng complained, slowing down on purpose and dragging his feet. Nia Huaisang huffed in frustration, glaring up at him.
We can't be late.
You haven't even told me where we're going,
Jiang Cheng pointed out, cocking a brow. That smirk was back on his face, serving to make him unfairly hot, which only frustrated Nia Huaisang further. Only that Wei Wuxiang couldn't come with us.
He'd ruin it,
Nia Huaisang mumbled, stomping his foot.
Let it be a surprise and just come already.
Jiang Cheng's lips twitched as he took in a breath, very obviously preparing himself for some witty comment. Nia Huaisang really had no idea why he liked him so much. Teenage boys were the worst.
Shut up! Shut up!
Nia Huaisang said quickly, pulling on his arm again.
Don't say it!
I didn't say anything, Jiang Cheng agreed, surprisingly good-natured. He allowed himself to be led, and though he was being difficult, Nia Huaisang's heart still fluttered at the way he fit against him, their paces matching with ease. Part of Nia Huaisang wished everyone could see Jiang Cheng the way that he was when they were alone. Relaxed, Jiang Cheng was warm and affectionate, sarcastic and dry, gruff and adorable. But at the same time, Nia Huaisang felt a rush of pride at being the one to make him feel like he could just be himself, without any pressure or anxiety.
Okay, we're almost here,
Nia Huaisang announced as they turned down the street in Chaiyi Town. This part of his mission had taken a lot of planning and arranging, but Nia Huaisang deemed this cause worth the effort. He had sent some letters and visited the shop in question the week prior, alone, to ensure that everything would be perfect. If this didn't work, then Nia Huaisang wasn't entirely sure what would.
And where is here? Jiang Cheng tried, glancing down at him.
No cheating, Nia Huaisang insisted, tightening his hold on his arm in retribution. Otherwise, I won't let you see what it is.
Gods forbid, the taller boy said, rolling his eyes.
You'd really regret it, Nia Huaisang warned playfully, stopping in front of the planned door. Jiang Cheng, are you ready to have the best day of your life? Jiang Cheng raised both eyebrows, something nervous flickering in his eyes. He hesitated, glancing around them, almost as if he was debating bailing. Which would be unacceptable.
Don't you dare,
Nia Huaisang murmured, sliding his hand down to interlace with Jiang Cheng's.
Come inside with me.
Jiang Cheng looked down at their linked fingers, his lips parting as if he wanted to say something, before he closed his mouth and shook his head once with a wry twist to his expression.
All right, he sighed. Lead the way.
Niu Huaisong beamed, reaching to push open the door with his free hand. He turned as he led Qiang Cheng into the building, well aware of the way he took in what appeared to largely be a general store. Good afternoon, Niu Huaisong called out, his grin widening as the elderly shopkeeper came out of the back room to greet them. Young Master Ni, you've arrived just in time, they've just woken up, the shopkeeper said, casting a warm smile over at the two teenagers that had entered her shop.
Hurry, hurry, they'll be excited to see you both.
Huaisong, what? Zhang Cheng began, only to be interrupted as he was herded, yet again, towards the back room. Whatever he wanted to say died on his lips as the door swung shut behind him and his eyes fell on what Niu Huaisong brought him here for. There, in a nest of blankets, were four little brown and white puppies. Their mother was watching carefully from a safe distance, considerably larger and almost wolf-like, though her eyes were gentle and trusting as she took in the two newcomers. The puppies were making soft snuffling noises as they climbed over each other, trying their best to play. They couldn't have been more than 4 weeks old, learning how to properly run and interact with their environment. Their little tails began wagging excitedly as Zhang Cheng slowly approached them, yipping and falling over themselves in their haste.
Hold on, Zhang Cheng chided them, his voice low and tender as he knelt down next to them. Wow, look at you. You're doing so well.
Niu Huaisong couldn't breathe as he watched Zhang Cheng deposit one puppy onto his lap, another cradled carefully in his hands. The other two sniffed at his legs, nipping and nuzzling and generally being adorable terrors. Zhang Cheng huffed out a laugh, a real honest laugh, however small, his eyes crinkling in the corners as he raised the puppy in his hands to look it in the eyes.
Are you giving your mother a hard time? She's so strong, look at her. Be good to her.
Niu Huaisong chewed on his lower lip, aching with how much he liked this boy. He'd had crushes before, sure, but the intensity of his feeling, of the desire just to make Zhang Cheng happy. Zhang Cheng glanced up at him, a softness to sharp lines of his features that nearly made Niu Huaisong cry. Huaisong, this is... Don't think about it, Niu Huaisong told him breathlessly.
Don't thank me, just enjoy it.
Zhang Cheng watched him, unreadable, for a long, long moment. For a moment, Niu Huaisong worried that he crossed a line again, that he did something wrong. But then Zhang Cheng looked back down at the puppies, smiling, tiny and simple and happy. Yeah, he murmured. Okay. The puppies went well. Niu Huaisong's plan was successful. So why, during the next 2 weeks, did Zhang Cheng insist on avoiding him? Niu Huaisong sulked as he trudged down one of the annoying mountain paths, his painting materials clutched close to his chest, under his outer layer of robes in an attempt to protect them from the sudden rain that had decided to fall. He wouldn't have even been up there, let alone by himself, had Zhang Cheng not started this ridiculous game. Normally, Niu Huaisong would be spending time with the two young masters of Lotus Pier, goofing around before it was time to eat dinner. He would have watched Wei Wuxian pour a truly ungodly amount of spices onto the otherwise bland Lan food and shared significant looks with Zhang Cheng when Lan Wangji came over to scold them.
But no.
Jiang Cheng had suddenly decided to completely change his normal schedule, making himself nearly impossible to find. And even Wei Wuxian, who spoke a little to Nia Huaisong in classes, would duck and run the second classes let out. He refused to talk about his martial brother outside of offering apologetic smiles and a, well, you know how Ah Cheng is. No, apparently Nia Huaisong didn't know how Jiang Cheng was. He thought that he did, going so far as to consider them close friends. He made him laugh, for the god's sake, but now Jiang Cheng wanted nothing to do with him. It hurt, worse than Nia Huaisong would have liked to admit. He grew increasingly miserable as time went on, entering into what his Daoge would call one of his classic sulks, until he decided to skip class entirely and take himself up to paint out his feelings. What a good idea that was. The rain was really coming down, drenching him within the first 2 minutes of his walk. His hair clung to the sides of his face and the back of his neck, his clothes sticking to his skinny frame and nearly making him trip. That's it, he muttered to himself, poisonous and irritated. I'm going back to Tsinghua. Daoge can get over his obsession about my golden core, I'll help him get married and have a proper heir, and then I'll live the rest of my life in seclusion, only leaving to publish my very famous books. I don't know, a voice he had so desperately wanted to hear, and gotten mad over himself about how badly he wanted to hear it, said. You'd hate it if you fell behind in fashion. Nia Huaisong froze, refusing to lift his head to look at the boy who stood in his path. Relief fought with aggravation, and ultimately his hurt feelings won out. That's what disciples are for, he snapped. Jiang Cheng sighed, taking a few strides forwards until he was a hair's breadth away, close enough to touch. Huaisong? What do you want? Nia Huaisong huffed, irritated further by the little burst of joy that bubbled up when Jiang Cheng used so familiar a term of address. You ignored me for 2 weeks, why do you suddenly want my attention now? Huaisong! Jiang Cheng protested, reaching out towards him, the motion aborted halfway as his hand hovered awkwardly in the air between them. Can you just listen to me? Against his better interests, Huaisong pursed his lips and risked a glance up at him. That was a mistake. The rain continued unrelenting, and everything hugged Jiang Cheng, making his striking form ever more prominent. Drops of rain dripped off of his dark eyelashes, and Nia Huaisong wanted... He wanted... What? He repeated hoarsely. Look, I know you've been trying to... Jiang Cheng trailed off, and then, frustrated, he clenched his jaw. I know you've been courting me, okay? Nia Huaisong froze, blinking rapidly at him. Wait, what? Hold on. Jiang Cheng groaned, running his hands through his soaking wet hair. It's been nice, but you should know what you're doing, right? You think I've been courting you? Nia Huaisong said, slowly, faintly. Oh. That made sense. You haven't exactly been subtle about it, Jiang Cheng shouted, distressed. And I like you too, but you... You like me? Nia Huaisong was dizzy. Was this really happening? Obviously! Jiang Cheng glared at him. Would you stop repeating what I'm saying and listen? Nia Huaisong stared back at him, the gears clicking slowly into place. You've had to have heard the rumours. Jiang Cheng continued, quietly. I know you know, but I can't... I won't bear you children, or... Wait! Stop! Stop! Nia Huaisong interrupted him, his eyes wide. I know who you are, Jiang Cheng.
Jiang Cheng stopped, falling silent, his chest heaving with his emotions.
You're the young master and heir to Lotus Pier. You're a boy. You're you, okay? And that's... I don't care about the politics or about anything else.
Nia Huaisong gained confidence as he spoke, his heart pounding in his chest. I like you. Just you. Zhang Cheng stared and stared. His face flushed a dark, vibrant red, visible even on his tanned skin through the heavy rain.
Oh, he mumbled, for want of anything else to say. You like me too?
Nia Huaisong breathed in wonder, taking a step closer. He had planned on reaching up, on running his fingers through those gorgeously dark locks, to say something smooth. But then his foot slipped in the mud that the trail had become, and next thing he knew, he was on his back, his art supplies scattered next to him, and Jiang Cheng's face hovering concernedly over him.
Oh gods!
Nia Huaisong whined, throwing his arm over his eyes. There's mud in my hair, isn't there? And on my clothes. I can't believe this. It's going to take forever to get clean. Then, suddenly, the unthinkable happened. Amidst his wailing and dramatics, Jiang Cheng snorted. He snorted, and then let out a peal of bright, loud laughter, bending in on himself in his mirth. Nia Huaisong uncovered his eyes, watching him in shock as the other boy continued to crack up, his face scrunched up and lovely and young. Nia Huaisong grinned, reaching up to suddenly grab a hold of his leg and yank, pulling him down into the mud with him. Jiang Cheng shouted in protest, but soon he was laughing again, shifting onto his knees to push a glob of mud onto Nia Huaisong's chest. Nia Huaisong shrieked, pushing at his shoulders, giggling helplessly as Jiang Cheng began to rub mud onto his hair and sides. Jiang Cheng caught his hands, pinning them down flat against the ground, their noses brushing in the process. Their laughter died down into soft chuckles as they met each other's gaze, not caring for a moment that they were well and truly drenched. Jiang Cheng smiled, tilting his head to the side and leaning down the rest of the way to close the remaining distance between them. Their lips slotted together, Jiang Cheng slightly chapped, but the pressure was soft and warm and toe-curlingly perfect. Nia Huaisong let out a soft noise, his eyes fluttering shut as he lost himself in the kiss. And later, when they stumbled back into their rooms, soaked through and clothed beyond repair, they couldn't stop laughing. The end. Thank you for listening, and if you liked my reading of this fic, remember to check out the original by Emrysian. Reader's notes, aka me yelling at the microphone or something. This is the longest podfic I've ever recorded. It's not that long. I'm sorry about the inconsistent quality of my voice and the even more inconsistent quality of my Chinese pronunciations. I've done my best. That is all, and I am stopping the Audacity recording and never doing this again.